Now, as you heard in our news as well, a HSE outbreak control team has launched an investigation into a number of teenage cases of gastroenteritis type illness amongst teenagers in North Kerry. The HSE's National Environmental Health Service and the HSE Cork Kerry's Department of Public Health were notified after several young people all fell ill. The teenagers had recently attended discos in Listowel, but the cause of the illness is still not yet known, and they're encouraging people to get in touch. Well, I spoke to Sabrina Kerwin, a parent of one daughter who was in Listowel on Friday night, and like others, fell ill, and I asked her how bad the symptoms were.
Good morning, Jerry. So she's perfect now. Thankfully, she's feeling very well. So after Friday night, she attended a teenage disco Friday night. So the next day, she wasn't herself, kind of very thrown down, very pale, just nausea, wasn't feeling great. So, of course, I didn't think much of it on Saturday. On Sunday, she woke up and she was so, so sick. Vomiting, really tired, falling asleep, very pale, and straight away I thought, this must be some sort of a bug. Oh, she was back to school on the Monday, and I said, Joe, it's a great start now for back to school. As the day progressed on Sunday, the amount of her friends had contacted her. They were also sick. One of her best friends had fainted, and I said straight away, it's a bug. They all have the same group of friends are after catching a bug. So I didn't think much of it, just, kept her hydrated and, looked after her. And the following day, the amount of people that had contacted her, her friends had contacted her, and other friends had contacted other groups of friends, that they're all very, very sick, especially on the Sunday. The same symptoms, vomiting, pale, tired, thrown down, very ill, and her friend that had fainted as well. So I saw a Facebook link yesterday on the Radio Kerry website from the HSE and clicked into it, and lo and behold, the HSE were investigating a teenage disco in Kerry that a lot of kids had the same symptoms, and could concerned parents please contact this helpline number. So I rang the helpline yesterday just before 5. A lovely lady answered, and the second I started speaking, she said, we are inundated with calls about the same issue. I said, oh my God. And she said, absolutely. She said, how is your child now? I said, look, she's fine. We got up on Monday morning. She was perfect. I called her really early because she was back to school in secondary school.
Yeah.
I said, how are you feeling? She said, I feel fine, Mom. And she looked great. So, obviously, I'd be concerned if she wasn't, and I would have kept her from school.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah. She, the lady on the helpline said, can I take your details, your child's name, how she's feeling now, what kind of symptoms she had? And she goes, look, somebody will get back to you, but I can't promise it'll be today. This was yesterday evening. She said, because we are inundated. I shared the post on my own Facebook page yesterday from the Radio Kerry, the helpline, and the link from the HSE. And the amount of parents who've contacted, say, people have posted on the page and also contacted me privately. I shared it on another private group as well. And other parents have contacted me and said their kids' friends, four of them in the same family, lots and lots of children that wouldn't be friends with my daughter. One particular concerned parent said her child was at South Dock. So I said, oh my goodness. So like that, we're just concerned, and we just want answers.
Thankfully,
the children are fine.
Thankfully, they've all come through it okay. And this was, the bug, as bad as it was temporary, which is the positive thing out of this. Now, the HSE have said, as you said, an outbreak control team is investigating the number of cases of what it's a gastroenteritis type illness in North Kerry, and the Department of Public Health were notified after several young people fell ill, and it said they'd attended a disco and discos in Listowel, but the cause of the illness is yet unknown. So you kind of want to find out, look, what happened? Was it just that one person or had this? They all grouped together and all of a sudden it spread amongst them quickly, and then they all went home to their own homes, and as viral illnesses go, that's the case. Mm-hmm. But the message is, they want anyone out there, anyone who was affected, anyone who was ill over the weekend in this area, to contact. And would you be hopeful, Sabrina, that you'll get a clear answer before too much longer, that you'll find out, look, what
absolutely,
was this, or has it happened before, or what story is?
To be fair, I first thought it was a bug. And any time a bug comes to my house, her sibling will get it. You know, her sister yeah. just straight away catch it because they're so close. Yeah. Us parents, we might catch a mild version of the bug. Nobody in the house caught the bug.
Yeah.
Like, if it was a bug, we don't yeah. know what it was. Yeah. Look, I'm like that. I don't want to be speculating anything, but, you know, a group of kids in the same area to all come home and to be so sick on the Sunday with the same symptoms. And even people ask me, had she eaten? I collect her outside that disco and we come straight home because it's always crazy, you know, with teams and everything.
Yeah.
And we come straight home. She ate the same food that day as the whole family. Nobody in the house was sick.
Yeah.
Apart from
yeah.
herself. Just to get an answer, like, yeah. you know, like, the kids are fine, which is fantastic. They're better.
Yeah, that's the main point. Okay, Sabrina, well, listen, thanks for telling us the story. We'll wait and see what the HSC find out from their investigations, and it'll be getting back to you and other parents over the next number of days. So we'll await the outcome of what could possibly have caused this, but thanks for telling us the story this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah, Sabrina Kerr went on the line there talking about that, and as we said, the HSC are investigating, and what they want people to do is, if you were affected or your daughter or son was affected by this illness on Sunday and the weekend, then contact the HSC in 021 492 7601 during office hours. So 021 492 7601, and they'll try and get to the bottom of what exactly happened there.